Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Kylie, and today we are talking about the two books, Masterworld and the Boys and A Thousand Splendid Sons.
We will be comparing the two main characters from the books, Hallie from Master Harold and the Boys, and Rashid from A Thousand Splendid Sons.
So, a quick summary of A Thousand Splendid Sons. In the book, we are introduced to a girl named Miriam. Miriam lives a hard life with her and her mother. She was born out of wedlock, and her mother ends up killing herself one day. She goes to live with her father, but who doesn't really want her around. Soon after he gets there, her father arranges a marriage to a man named Rashid. Rashid is an okay husband at first. He makes sure she is comfortable and fed. He wants her to have kids, but Miriam keeps having miscarriages. Miriam eventually has a child, but it is a girl. Rashid's son died by drowning on his watch during his last marriage. He wants the son so bad and beats Miriam very bad when she can't give it to him. Eventually, Rashid ends up with another wife named Layla. She bears him a son, but it's not long before Rashid starts mistreating her.
Master Harold and the Boys is set during the apartheid in the 1950s, South Africa. It is written about a boy named Hallie who is caught between two worlds. Hallie's decisions are greatly influenced by his father's actions, but develops a paternal relationship with his family's tea shop servants, Sam and Willie. Being so young, Hallie is torn between his father's examples and what Sam and Willie are trying to teach him. Hallie has an abusive alcoholic father, and his dad is in the hospital, and Hallie is relieved that there is no conflict at home. So, obviously, between these two books, hostility and prejudice is definitely shown between Hallie, and Hallie's doesn't start up until, like, his mom says that his dad's coming home.
Yeah, and then I guess it's similar because with Rashid, he doesn't really show hostility towards Miriam until she, like, can't give him a son, or she has, like, all of her miscarriages, and that's where it gets, like, really bad for her because... Yeah, and then, like, with Layla, too, like, the second that he, like, she becomes friends with Miriam and he, like, doesn't give her what she wants, like, that's when the violence starts, and it was never that bad until, like, something, like, motivated it to happen. So, you know, as, like, I can tell from reading the book, Rashid's a very strong-willed character. He has very conservative values that make it hard for Miriam to, like, keep up with, and he wants... Like, one of the examples is he makes sure that when she's outside of the house, she's in a burqa so that nobody else can see her. Because, like, one of his big beliefs, which he told her when they got married, was that, like, he doesn't want his wife, like, outside when she, like, his wife is for his eyes only. And he's very short-tempered with stuff like that. So when Miriam and Layla were to ever, like, go against what he said or his will, then he would, like, beat him. And that was, like, a really hard thing. But would you say that Hallie had any, like, similar strong-willed traits like that?
I think Hallie kind of developed kind of a trait like that. But also, he's also really young, so I don't think he's realized and learned kind of how to deal with situations like this. And he's also privileged, so he hasn't had a lot of...
So he, like, might not think what he's doing is wrong.
Yeah. He hasn't, someone hasn't really taught him, and I think that's what Sam and Willie are trying to do, but he's struggling with the shame of his, like, father's alcoholism and physical disabilities, so, like, it's affecting him mentally in, like, ways that he can't deal with yet.
Wait, well, and also with the shame aspect, I think that a big part of Rashid being, like, shameful was that his son passed away and he drowned when Rashid was drunk. Like, not, and on yeah. his watch.
So it's, like, his
fault. So, like,
fault.
He felt so much guilt that, like, the big reason he wants a boy is because he thinks that he can just, like, replace him. And that mm-hmm. if he has another boy, he can, like, show everybody that he's not, like, as awful as he seems. It's, like, very clear that both Rashid and Hallie are acting out in their stories. But I think that they're a villain in, like, a very different way.
Yeah.
Because I think with Rashid, it's very physical towards Miriam and Layla. Like, one day, Miriam didn't, like, make Rashid what he wanted, and the rice wasn't cooked enough or something, and he, like, had her chew on rocks, and then he, like, threw in, like, an emotional jab and was like, this is how your cooking tastes, like...
It sucks.
And I mean, but he hurt her first physically, and then, like, further on in the book, when Layla and Miriam tried to just, like, leave because they were getting treated so bad. He locked them up in rooms separate from each other and, like, didn't give him food or water. And, like, Miriam beat him up to, like, try to, like, save herself and Layla. And that just shows, like, that Rashid's temper is so strong-willed. And, like, if it's not his way, it's, like, you're done for. So.
Yeah, Master Harold is kind of more verbal abuse than physical. And he kind of, it's like about Hallie, like I said, that he takes it out on Sam and Willie because of his dad coming home. That's like the main thing that kind of started it. But then other things, like, and within the book, he eventually says like a racist joke and spits in Sam's face. And he tells them to call him Master Harold, which that's what his dad told them to call him. And Willie and Sam were, like, kind of brought back by this. And Sam was like, if you want us to call you Master Harold, then I'm not working for you anymore. And it kind of, like, took a toll on their relationship because Hallie developed this bad emotional,
like, detachment.
Well,
yeah, and I feel like the other difference between the books is in Master Harold, like, Willie and Sam are more willing to stick up for themselves, and Layla and Miriam have such, like,
they're more scared.
They're, like, such a submissive thing against Rashid that it's, like, hard for them to even do anything, which is understandable because it's such violent abuse that it's, like, so hard.
So with all this being said, do you think if Miriam would have given Rashid a son to begin with, like, all the hostility towards her and Layla would have been avoided?
I think to an extent, yes, because when Layla gave him a son, he was, like, ecstatic and he loved his son so much. But, like, I think Rashid's personality is still strong, and, like, even though he, like, Layla didn't give him a son and that was, like, the trigger, I think that if she would have done something else, it could have triggered it too, you know? And but I think it's all built up because he lost his son. So I really think that maybe if his son hadn't died, you know, if he didn't have so much hatred for himself for, like, letting his son drown, then, like, all this definitely could have been avoided. But I just don't really know. But with Hallie, Master Harold, and the boys, do you think that if Hallie was, like, any older or less impressionable, like, he could maybe not say these things to Sam and Willie?
I feel like everyone kind of has their side where they get short-tempered and they kind of get mad at someone for saying something or, like, mentally. But I think if he was older, he could have had more time to learn, like, what's right and what's wrong. And also, I think it's another thing that he didn't want to, like, disappoint his dad, even though his dad has done everything for his family. He didn't want to feel like he was disappointed in him. And
well, yeah, and with that, like, I think Hallie's so young and that he wants his dad's attention, but I also think Hallie still knows that, like, these things he's doing are wrong, and that since his dad's coming home, it's such a stressful situation for him that, like, he's just like, I don't care who I hurt, like I'm hurting, so I'm gonna make other people hurt too, which is,
he's lashing out because he can't, like,
which is the reality,
deal with his
And with that being said, this concludes our podcast.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.